got it. Yeah, Phil, if you put one on your repeater, you could turn your repeater into an everything repeater. You can make it DMR, you can make it P25, you can make it anything you want just by sending it a command. And you still can make it an analog repeater if you want to, as long as you have some sort of internet connection. It's actually quite an impressive device, but there's a lot going on there. And it's very time-consuming, especially if you're first into it, but Dave knows something about it, so I'm going to utilize his help. But that's the biggest thing. I'm taking a Virtex standard, and I'm turning it into a DMR repeater, maybe a P25 repeater. I don't know. Whatever I tell it to do. So, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I've done it at the micro level where I just basically made a high power hotspot. So, but you can translate that to repeaters, right? So it's cool. It's what expression? We get the T-shirt to try. You know, now we know how it works.
So is this one board that will do? Well, obviously you got to have. Yeah, it can't be the same board as All-Star and DMR, so two different versions. One's analog or VoIP and one's digital, I'm assuming. What did you think about a standard Virtex? I thought you had a Hytera. Go ahead, Wally.
Just a minute.